Thank you, Dr. Bob, for another one of his excellent mornings at entertainment. About 11:30, you can find Bob in Silver Sands, no doubt spinning a little bit of jazz. Good morning, the second of Jeff Young and Pete Tong's breakfast extravaganzas. Through till 11:30 this morning. We've lost half an hour today because Robbie V is going to be with us for his usual Saturday show, but we've got loads to fit in. It's going to be a real good one today.
Listen, man, there's no business. You know what I mean? You're listening to Jeff and Pete on Radio Caster. They're well-hard, man. Well, at least that's what they tell me. You know what I mean?
Body Slam, Bootsy. This is more like a breakfast, isn't it? I mean, the first day they were all in here, but now they can't stand the pace.
The radio room is decidedly emptier than it was at this time yesterday, but there are people beginning to filter in, most of them still in their bedclothes.
So am I.
You know, things will improve. Right, we have our usual little batch of entertainment today. Quick look through the papers, lots of trivia, a little bit of comedy here and there. Champagne breakfast to be won at 10:30, but we are desperately thirsty now. If anybody could bring over two coffees, there's a couple of albums in it, all right? If you want to bring over a couple of coffees, there's a couple of albums up for grabs.
I'll tell you what.
Peter.
I was asleep 10 minutes ago.
It's disgusting. He said to me, I'll meet you, 9:30, we'll read the papers. You know what I mean, man? That's bad guy.
I'll tell you what else. We've got the cassette today, but if Mike Allen or Joe Field are listening, they've nicked all the programme. Because I think if you look in your boot, you've nicked one of the record cases. Black and quite large. So if you could bring it back over, we'd be grateful.
Yes,
we won't have to play E.T. Boogie then.
There we are, good old Tongy. Put down 8 million hours worth of tape for the breakfast show, and now he's lost them. Can't take him anywhere, he's embarrassing.
Alicia Myers, I fooled you this time. Right, the coffee's arrived, so someone's won themselves a couple of albums. Thanks, lads.
Yes, thank you very much indeed. That's an excellent start to the morning. Obviously, excuse me, we've been down the paper shop to see what's happening in the wide, wide world outside. On a serious note, the Daily Mail... Now prices are falling. Mrs. Thatcher saw a dramatic breakthrough for her tough economic strategy yesterday with news that inflation is down to 7.3%, the lowest level in 10 years. Maybe there's something to all this Thatcherism business. One will never know. Pete, what you got?
I've just got 13 Sierras to be won.
On the Daily Express?
That's their headline.
Actually, normally, things like The Sun, when they do things like that, they normally have kill an RG and win a Metro. Sort of things like that, you know, in The Sun. But moving on to The Sun, if you remember yesterday, there was a headline about Liberace being sued vast sums of money by his boyfriend. Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. Well, today's headline in The Sun, a liar and a junkie. Liberace blasts lover boy. So you'll better belt down the road and get The Sun. And the Daily Star, there was a sensation yesterday as a Derby favourite came last. Was the Wonder Horse nobbled? Just shows the mentality of these newspapers if a horse race can hit the front page, honestly.
I've got a good second title here. Help a London child kill a social worker. This is chemistry. I fooled you this time. That was the last one.
You'll have to excuse
him. Get his coffee up here.
I warned you about him at 10 o'clock and he hasn't got any better yet. Things may improve.
I can't lose with the stuff I use.
Yes, well, he got the fact that it was chemistry, right? Anyway.
Ecstasy. You'll be next.
Now, who was that, Jeff?
That was Chemistry Pete.
Thank you, Jeff.
Actually, you got it right, didn't you? You said I can't lose with the stuff I use a bit earlier on.
Yeah, I was being subtle.
I thought you were joking.
No.
Cool. Typical.
Right. Do you want a horoscope for today?
Yeah, come on.
Right, keep your day simple. This is if you're a Libra. You give yourself a hard time by fussing too much. Children should be your top priority.
Hey.
You'll have fun this evening. Now, that is here.
These are genuine. You can go down the road to the corner shop and buy these. Now, no need for me to tell you that came from the Sun. Right, sports fans. Football matches today. Big games. Aston Villa have got Watford. Liverpool. Manchester United, that's at Anfield. Luton have got Ipswich. Norwich have got Tottenham. That's only up the road. We could all go and see that, but I don't like Tottenham. Charlton have got Burnley. Queen's Park Rangers have got Shrewsbury. That should be a humdinger. Chelsea are at Blackburn. Arsenal at home to West Brom. Ooh. Dotting about a bit. Forest have got Birmingham. Oh dear, that's it.
Right.
That's that. Football's a pass today, by the looks of things, apart from Liverpool and Manchester United. Right, here's a track from the Brick album, which is called After Five. The album's been ignored, but as usual, last track, second side, is the one, lads, the one you never actually got to when you played your album.
nice track. Last track, side two of the Brick album. It's called Anymore.
Well, as we're crawling through all this amazing cased undergrowth, grapple me grape nuts, it's Jeff and Pete.
Right. Thanks for that. I don't know where he slipped in from. How about this story? Raquel gets a smack. Gorgeous Raquel Welch is having her bottom smacked every night by Scottish actor Jamie Ross. Hold on, we'll press that button there. And while she is still smarting, he throws water in her face, but Raquel takes it all like a trooper, for Jamie is only roughing her up in the Smash It Broadway Comedy Woman of the Year. Jamie, 43, who plays Raquel's husband, said, "She likes our fight scenes to be real, but one night I went too far and hit her too hard on the bottom."
Touch, touch, touch. Poor Raquel. Can't stand the pace. Actually, staying with America, the Daily Mail's American correspondent, who has the wonderful name of Dermot Pergarvey, has unearthed a really unusual case. It says here, in case you'd been waiting, the Human Rights Commission has ruled that it's okay to roller skate in public in drag. The chap who got bounced from a rink in Washington 2 years ago for sashaying around in a red wig and a rather fetching frock has now had a letter of apology, a check for damages, and an assurance that he'd be welcome back anytime.
This is the new single from Al Jarreau. Good morning, Caster. I notice it's sort of a bit more lethargic today.
Gonna get you trouble on the street tonight. And you should know that people everywhere will find a way. Hit you from the side. Ah, that kind of love. Gonna leave you helpless on the street tonight. It sure looks good, but you should be the very first to know.
Know how. Al Jarreau. Could you please play Rick James or Call Girls by Maze for the Luton Bellends and tell Simon to get his willy out of Chris. Cheers from number 175. Maybe.
And now the sound of John Denver being strangled.
You came on my pillow.
Right.
Oh,
Jeff?
I needed that. Get that out of my system. Right, you may remember we had bundles of trivia yesterday. Well, got a real good one here. This is first class. The British Book of Lists looks at Britain's most popular dogs' names, and we find that at number 5, we've got Butch. Number 4, we have Patch. Number 3 is Whiskey. The British public showing large amounts of imagination here. The top 2 were steaming in. This is the tense bit. Alcohol on their mind. Number 2, brandy. But you're not going to believe this. You are not going to believe this. The number 1 name for a dog in England is Shep.
Get down, Shep. Can you believe that?
Especially for the Cambridge Dons, they would like to. They would just like to announce that the Rose from the Sleep Pit at approximately. Oh, I can't read this. You chaps are going to have to learn how to write if you want to. Yes, get dedications on our show, lads. Right, tell you what, we're going to have the champagne breakfast after this, so get yourself together. Your chance to win a champagne breakfast with Jeff and Pete. Little bit harder this morning. We've got to think of something else for you to do. All right, Pete.
So I'm covering up, Jeff. Griffin. The bars have just opened, by the way, campers. Till yes, 12 straight through. We've got the best bar manager in the world here, I think.
He's actually not an alcoholic, but a workaholic. He's just strolled up and said, okay, lads, you can tell them now the bar is open 10:30 until midnight, all the way through the day and possibly half the way through the night, which can't be bad.
All right, I'll have to call Joe up again. Joe Field or Mike Allen, Tongy calling. Bring us back me record box, please. You got half the show in it.
Thank you, Joe, if you could wake up. Or if you know where Joe is, could you wake him up and get our box back? Thank you very much.
Right, I think you've got. You're going to tell us about the champagne breakfast, Jeff.
Yeah, champagne breakfast time. We want the same thing as yesterday. Two or one young lady, scantily clad or with her clothes on, we don't mind this morning. Yes, we want two young ladies. Can you bring over some coffee and toast and orange juice? We want orange juice today because we want Buck's fizz, okay? Champagne breakfast with Jeff and Pete. The young ladies that won yesterday, Helen and her friend from Canvey Island. We've got your album prizes here, actually. Oh, yeah, as well as champagne, you get LPs. So come down, all right?
It's a pun here.
Is there? Evelyn Champagne King, yes!
Right, we're doing a champagne breakfast with Jeff and Pete. Meet scantily dressed ladies, bottle of champagne here and a couple of albums for the first couple in with coffee and toast.
Yeah, and orange juice if you've got any. That would be really nice, you know, Buck's Fizz. The champagne is ice cold, have no fear.
How about this, another bit out of the sun. It's sun's on form today. Boss's okay sex swap. Male nurse Vince Galley shocked colleagues when he told them he was having a sex change, but Yorkshire health authorities have given him the all clear. changed their records to his new name, Paula James. However, a maintenance worker at Middleton Hospital, Icky in York, said he was a very muscular looking man. So we'll get him down here. Yeah, a kidney can go through him.
It's all in the mirror. You can trust the mirror to give you all the best pop reviews. The mirror's LP of the week is The Kids from Fame again. More tracks from the TV favourites. Great, says the review. Leroy Hudson.
Leroy Hudson. Hold on, my phone's going. It's Robbie. Yes, 11:30. And you've lost your copy of what? Marvin who? Oh, he's lost his copy of Marvin Gaye. All right, come here.
Tell him we'll lend it to him, but he mustn't bring Rocker's Revenge.
All right, I'll tell you that.
So there you go, Robbie Vincent on the phone. He'll be with us at 11:30. Say no more. What more can I say? We got loads of dedications coming in now. We have a winner of the champagne breakfast. They brought in the fruit cocktail. They've just gone off to get the toast.
Put their deposit down.
Yeah, that's it. The grill takes time. Obviously, a lot of our trivia is based around written funnies. And the bumper book of boobs is also full of things from newspapers, right? Now, this is a killer, right? This, actually, I can't believe it. It came out of the Sun again. But it's an old cutting which has turned up in this book, and it says, retired Dr. Aubrey Westlake is fed up with people asking if his caravan site and holiday centre is a nudist colony. Very current, this. For 79-year-old Dr. Westlake and his 71-year-old wife, Marjorie, cannot understand what makes people think their Sandy Balls holiday centre is for nudists. Hey, this is the guy that plays guitar for the Crusaders. His name is Barry Finnerty from an album called New York City. This is nice. Get into this.
They're in here already, the bar's open. The Bacon and Eggs Show. Breakfast show with Jeff and Pete. Do some deadies. Would Andy Casey of Earth, Wind and Woodford kindly return the pink jumper to Caravan C69? Also, could the person who shit on the bonnet of our car please come and collect it?
My God, this is a family show. You're not supposed to say things like that. Right, CB's have been up all night printing official T-shirts, which are now on sale in Neptune's and Silver Sands from 12 o'clock. So if you haven't managed to get yourself an official shirt, you got a chance now. Goose would like to say thanks on his 20th... Goose would like to say that on his 20th birthday. Say hello to all the Sax Maniacs in 276. Stop eating, there's a drink in it.
Right, a message from the Dons. Liverpool, Notts Forest, who are they? The only big match this weekend was called off. Why and who? Why is easy. Where... I can't even read it. It's cracked up. Anyway, basically, the Cambridge Dons Sunday League team won't be playing today. The lucky team in Cambridge spared a thrashing was the old... The Dons
are out to lunch. They really are. Nothing like the next track on the album, is there, Pete? You know, leave the fader up if I was you. A sneaky one.
It's thrown me, I tell you.
And I've got daggers from the Liverpool guys. I forgot to say that Swansea are playing Everton today. I thought everyone supported Liverpool.
Everybody that's on the fence.
It's the Blues. It's Swansea.
I want your knees together and just move your hips from side to side. Yeah, that's it. You got it. Now, Mr. DJ, I want you to get on down with it. No time to be a star.
feel it.